state senator, that is, Jim Stamas, joining us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I am terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing outstanding. Doing well.
I would imagine keeping pretty busy, too, my friend.
I am. I got my wife's happy with me. I got some exercise in over the weekend. We had two parades. We had the BJ parade up in Hillman, which went really well, and the nautical parade up in Rogers City, again, that went really, really well. It's a great chance to not only have the opportunity to get the exercise walking the parade, but getting there early enough to talk to those that are in the parade, those that are local, having that chance to just get out and see what's happening in the communities. That's when people sort of grab you and they say, hey, wanted to talk to you about this. They wanted to talk to you about that. And so it's another way to make sure I'm out in the district hearing and listening to what people are have concerns with, or just offering new ideas of what needs to help get Michigan going forward. We got some great news this week from the Federal Reserve Bank. It said Michigan has the fastest growing economy in the Midwest.
Wow.
Over 400,000 new jobs in the private sector, and the fifth most new jobs in the whole nation. It has the largest drop in unemployment rate in the nation currently. So we're on the right track. We still got so much more work to do, especially on the Sunrise side. We want to make sure we're fighting for those jobs here on the Sunrise side of the state. But the economy is going and is moving up, and so we want to make sure that Northern Michigan, the Sunrise side, is going to see the benefits to those. And so we're trying to find any way that we can to help with that. And then I thought I'd have a couple fun things for in this week in history.
Oh, sure.
And I think it was August 10th, 1946, was the first jet plane to fly Michigan skies. It was a P-80, and it took off from Selfridge Field, Mount Clemens, during a Civil Air Patrol show, which I thought was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, indeed.
And then I think it's this week in history, 1929, Babe Ruth became the first baseball player to hit over 500 for career home runs. So I thought that was also pretty cool. We're looking forward to getting up into the Tawas area and also through Al Gray. And then I think I'm in Harrisville coming up very soon. And so I'm excited to get out and see more of the district and just continue to focus on Northeast Michigan. So
We're looking forward to seeing you too. I mean, like you said, when you get out to those parades and all those events, people get a chance to meet you, not necessarily always to ask you questions about what's happening, but just a chance to get to meet their state senator. A lot of people don't get that opportunity.
I look forward to every opportunity we have with that. Some people are very happy in to have a great conversation. Others are concerned or frustrated, and I get both. And there's nothing wrong with that. That, you know, having the opportunity to hear the frustration, having the opportunity to hear what's going well, is only part, you know, that's part of knowing and trying to figure out where we're going in Southeast Michigan, and that I want to make sure I hear both sides. And so it's a great opportunity to do that. And so what else did I was going to, I think, talk to you. I had the chance to celebrate the Nautical Fest parade.
Yeah, I was going to say that,
It's the home of Michigan's tallest, I think, out of 124 lighthouse up in Rogers City, has the tallest of the lighthouse in the Great Lakes. And so I thought that was also one of those interesting points as I learned over the weekend. And so looking forward to being up in the district, and we're headed back into, my understanding is, some session days next week. I've been told Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so we'll be in Lansing seeing what we can do, not only for roads, this continues to be one of the main subjects, but also energy policy is one of those. I think today the Energy Policy Committee is meeting to appoint or confirm a new member to the Public Service Commission, and so Norm Sari has been appointed to that, and so they're doing that. And then next week, I think energy policy is also starting to take up multiple hearings on the energy policy. We haven't updated the energy policy in a substantial way since 2008. It's one of the key, one of the other big topics in Lansing this year, and so that discussion's going to move forward. There's been a couple bills introduced, one by Senator Knopf, another by State Representative Eric Nesbitt, and we're going to take a look at those bills. And I think that there's certainly things that I would like to work on within those bills, but it's a great place to start and have a conversation. So.
Oh, no doubt about that. Well, you know what? If they want more information, if they can't catch you at any of the events you're at, the best way to reach you, you got a toll-free number they can give you a call when you're back in Lansing there, I would imagine.
I do. I always have somebody in the office all week, but right. It's 855-347-8036. 855-347-8036. Or my email would be senjstamas at senate.michigan.gov.
Very good.
senjstamas at senate.michigan.gov.
Sounds like a winner. Well, State Senator from the 36th, Jim Stamas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and I'll look forward to talking to you. We'll have you back on in a couple of weeks on Thursday morning.
Sounds great. Remember, the sunrise side gets more done in the morning before the rest of the state bothers to get up. So.
I love that. You are so correct there. Safe travels to you, my friend, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.